Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, you've ruined the word lawyers for me. I was in the car yesterday, and I don't like listening to either.
And there's not a thing he could have done about that. He had no control over those sound effects.
Lawyers.
That ruined the word for him.
It's become like Associated Press.
Associated Press.
If I hear somebody on that control board, powerless to do anything about the words you ruined for him.
I understand.
And the audience, by the way. If you hear the word Associated Press and it's said correctly without this.
Associated Press.
Don't you yell out the TV. No, it's Associated Press. Just like if you hear a lawyer commercial.
Lawyers.
Yeah. So you ruined both of those for me.
I don't think it was me.
Row your boat.
I didn't even think of that yesterday.
Yeah.
But I don't think about most things.
I thought about it. Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think around
the favorite one was LaGrange. That's right. That won a couple days ago
based on the Twitter poll.
Yeah.
And that. We can dismiss
you like that, Tony?
My emails and phone calls to the bosses, but the Twitter poll is freaking gospel. Okay. And they say that's the best one.
Hour and 47 minutes left to vote in honor of the Day of Love, which was yesterday, because today we're out of love again. We'd like to know your answer to this question. In most cases, whose fault is the divorce? Lazy man, 17%. Psycho woman, 66%. Women, come on, pick it up. And freeloading kids, 17%. So that's just they're equal to the man.
That was about the same as when we left the air yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, similar. I think the psycho. Yeah, I think it was psycho woman's hanging around 66%. All right.
Yeah. And there we go.
I'm guessing if we had a 50-50 audience out there, not that we don't have a lot of women listen to us, lazy man might be a little higher.
It should be.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the women that listen to us are psycho.
Well, our Jeremy Essig
able to blame themselves.
But Jeremy Essig had a great line yesterday because
they're psycho and introspective.
Jeremy's divorced. He said he was lazy and she was psycho, so it was both their problems. Yeah.
But you can only pick one.
Yeah.
Am I correct? You can't vote on three.
No, not for Twitter.
And you can only vote once, right?
Only once.
Yeah. Well, I could create a choice in the next one. All of the above. You can add extra
options.
No.
You got to make people make decisions.
Make decisions.
If we have to bust into a round today, by the way, we need everybody's participation. We could have got that row boat going.
Yeah, Jeremy started doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, with everybody in the room, it would have sounded great. But you and I were the only ones.
Now Jeremy started doing it.
I jumped in.
Did you?
Okay. Colleen jumped in right at the end.
I don't know the lyrics.
Okay, we'll
and
sing
I don't want to participate in anything else.
We can
than
Google
I
it for you, Len.
Anything more than I have to, I don't want to participate. Yeah.
But that would be a good practice one. And eventually, I want to graduate to Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. Oh, my sister and I used to sing that.
Boy, that is an annoying song.
Yes,
Mockingbird. And I will sing it from time to time.
Yeah.
And I annoy the hell out of myself.
Not when James Taylor and Carly Simon do it.
Especially when James Taylor and Carly
Simon awesome.
Do it.
Well, they nailed it.
They did.
It's tough to top those guys because they're both very talented. At the time they were married, too. They didn't hate each other. Then he became lazy and she became psycho. Yeah.
They might have started to hate each other after they listened to that.
They might have.
A number of times.
Yeah.
Sitting in the studio going over that. Mark, I hate you. I really started to hate you. So I'm looking over the ladies of Sports Illustrated.
Good.
On, TMZ.
I still haven't looked at that yet.
And of course, they haven't had
the... Oh, this is the... okay.
Yeah, it's just...
swimsuit one, right?
Other pictures of them. These are not the professional pictures. These are not the layout. It's 30 ladies, and 27 of them are doing mirror selfies. So I think that should be just the future of all models. All magazine models.
Just selfies.
Just post a picture of them,
I don't mind the
selfie.
Mirror selfies, but don't put the phone in front of your face. I want to see the
they
face.
They always do.
I know,
they
it's stupid.
Do, yeah. Well, they got to work the mirror.
Yeah. That was kind of the concept when, remember when Playboy tried to go with no nudity here a year or two ago?
Yeah.
That was kind of the concept, is they were going to more, like, shots like that, like from your iPhone in the mirror, you know. The,
oh, mm-hmm. That you can get all over the internet?
Right. And now they're back to nudity.
Yeah, and done by professional photographers.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, more than half of them are them standing in front of a mirror and
right.
taking a selfie.
The big tablet.
You can go to SI.com and see. They got a whole spread of all the photos and more.
All the hot athletes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the swimsuit.
I don't get Sports Illustrated anymore. So somebody bring that in when it shows up in the mailbox. Because I don't get it. Sports Illustrated.
I can bring it in. I still get it.
Is it out yet?
I don't think. I haven't gotten it.
Right.
But I don't know. I can't remember if I checked the box. It said, due to my religious beliefs, please do not send... The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue my way.
Send porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
My religious beliefs is it's not hot enough.
Porn only.
Yeah. In the future, unless you make the chicks more naked, please stop sending the Sports Illustrated.
So, Craig, you mentioned yesterday Pornhub and porn, one of those sites were offering premium content.
Yeah.
So I happened to type in new porn yesterday
accidentally.
On my phone.
Accidentally,
yeah. And I didn't. It had it offered it, but it had to sign it free, but like a trial, you had to sign up.
Oh yeah,
and so
I said
no.
Swipe left, give me my free porn.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, you had to enter an email address.
Something about it was like Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Free porn, premium content. Yep. Fill this out. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
What happens if you do that? Are you just filled with spam?
Yep. Puss,
oh,
are you?
Sure, yeah.
Puss, are you? Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, a lot of
one would assume.
Yeah.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Right. Otherwise,
spam.
We have.
Don't type in filled with spam, by the way, on your point. You think you might want to see it, but you really don't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of. It's like a grinder, like a meat grinder thing. The meat flies off the sides.
Right. Because every morning, I'll fire up the computer here, and there's usually a note from an attractive girl who lives in a suburb of eight people around here.
Oh, yeah.
Fort
yeah.
Calhoun.
And she wants me.
And she By the way, that's a funny line if you're in Omaha. The word Fort Calhoun will make you laugh if you think all these hot Asian chicks live in Fort Calhoun.
And she wants me now, and she can host. And
pick a town near you.
And, but you click on it, and you got to sign up for stuff.
Exactly.
It's like,
so she's got to find out where you live.
Looks
you
like know? I've been fooled again.
I like the ones with the, obviously, girls that have given birth with huge cans that live in your neighborhood. The MILFs that want to bang you.
Oh, no, I haven't.
No, they say it says MILFs in your neighborhood want to bang you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to be next door.
Yeah.
Across the street.
I still haven't
whatever.
Seen any of them at school yet. Still looking.
Well, you don't know.
I hold it
they're
up.
Being discreet.
Well, they're topless on the photos, but when they're walking around the school, they're not.
Well, yeah, but they want to be.
Right.
There's also been a barrage.
If those ads are to be believed.
Of the,
this is why I get strange looks at my kids' school conferences. This is exactly why. Conversations like this is the reason I was at a school conference yesterday. I get strange looks from certain teachers.
It's one of the reasons.
Ew, it's the guy that says that. His son's nice.
Who works with people that say those things. And he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Think of the looks if they could hear the off-air conversation.
Yeah. Well, I won't think about that.
I did verify you do not want to type in filled with spam and new porn.
No, you don't.
I wasn't lying, man.
And I'm looking at all the friend requests in my friend queue for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah, I get a lot of bots now. I saw
a lot of them, about 30 of them, 28 of them are the internet whores.
Yeah, yeah. No. Oh, yeah,
I don't know what their game is.
Hey, sex enthusiasts, relax. Don't call them.
And
whores.
They could be bots.
No, no,
they're just bots. They're just bots.
They're bots. They try to drive you to a website or exactly. something.
Yeah. No, I dated a Slovenian chick for a while. Yeah, she was real. She was real.
Was she?
She showed up, looked like the picture and everything.
Oh, yeah, you still stashing that $10 million for an African king, too?
Yep. I ain't talking about that.
So did y'all have fun on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Tony,
yes,
what'd you do on Valentine's Day?
I watched TV. I watched sports. That's what I did.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not much on last night.
Yeah, watched some basketball.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Valentine's Day. Today, they're calling it Singles Awareness Day. So in case you were not aware yesterday that you were single.
Today,
be aware that you're single.
Yeah, because there's no flowers or candy on the kitchen table from last night.
Right.
That means you got nothing.
Yeah.
No leftover food. Nothing.
No cake. No memories of a dinner with your loved one.
Right. No one in the bed next to you.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Alone. And be grateful.
See, and that's the point.
That's the point.
Day after Valentine's Day is set aside as a day for those unattached to let the world know that there really is nothing wrong with being on your own. You are fine.
Unless you're really lonely and want a man.
Get used to it. A lot of you should get used to it.
That's Todd helping.
Good morning.
Picking you up.
But it's a Tuesday.
That's why you come here.
Not going to have anybody. The love station. Yeah, I think that's probably why, you know, because you'll hear during that period of time, you'll hear a lot of radio people up and down the dial promoting like flowers or chocolate or teddy bears.
Yeah.
Those endorsements went away for this show. I wonder why. Those guys aren't that romantic.
So enjoy
the realist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
realist is key.
An Orlando cemetery had to resort to asking people to stop stealing flowers from graves ahead of Valentine's Day.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, Craig, because I walked in our bathroom the other day, and I go to my mom's grave when I'm at home, and the sign says, flowers removed May and November, because they want to get rid of crap.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what our fridge says in our office now. And it says food removed in May and November.
So we've still got till May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This our company fridge says that.
All right. Good. So in Orlando, the Greenwood Cemetery had to remind people in a tweet that stolen flowers do not make good gifts for a significant other.
They do if you don't tell them where you got them from, but don't
steal
flowers.
They say stolen flowers come with bad karma.
Yeah, like that exists.
And went on to say that if you find flowers in the dumpster, that's up for grabs. But don't take them from graves.
Well, you know, flowers are expensive. I went and got some flowers for my wife and my daughter yesterday. And I even got the cheaper ones. Well, it's $20 a,
right?
$20 a piece. It's $40. And then I got three cards, and one of the cards
those are almost $20.
Yeah, one of the cards. I looked. One of the cards was like $7.50.
Yeah.
I said, "You're freaking kidding me!" For something somebody opens and then chucks.
Toss it in the trash.
Yeah. Well, do like I did this year. I did my Valentine's shopping early.
There's your deals. You did not go early.
Yes, I actually did.
Oh, well, that's because my wife. Here.
The flowers were dead. He got like a month early. Todd's flowers.
How early?
Yeah. My mother-in-law.
All I get is flowers. We don't do the whole bit because it's.
Yeah. My mother-in-law was in the hospital for a couple of days.
So while you're there?
And she
took her flowers.
Christy passes by the gift shop. And she hates stuffed animals. I never get her stuffed animals.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's a stuffed animal golden retriever.
She's got to have that.
Yeah. I want to get that. And I said, well, you should let somebody buy you that for Valentine's Day.
So
I bought her that.
And you should have not bought it and said, how are you going to get it? Well, you should let somebody. It didn't say I was going to.
Shouldn't somebody do that?
I didn't say me.
That'd be the great joke, though.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple of days
for
ago.
Us.
The convenience store was selling single roses.
So you got a hospital stuffed animal. Those things are the price at hospital gift shops is through the roof.
Yeah,
in a small little crack
they
pipe
screw
vial.
You.
Did you, is that where you got your single rose?
No, it was bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was like $3.
Oh,
do they use crack pipe? They used to smoke
well,
crack.
You remember. It's been a long time since you've seen them.
But... I know, a little thing that's bought with a little water at the end,
And there's a little rose in there. Yeah.
The vial of water, which can be...
I didn't know you smoked crack.
I don't know. Well, I don't remember the water in there.
You can convert them into a crack pipe. Yeah. That was the appeal. Yeah. I haven't seen them around.
I haven't seen them around in a long time either. And, you know, you're always searching for something to smoke your crack with.
Sure.
Today I am. Yeah. For sure.
It's Crack Awareness Day.
Awareness Day. Crack Awareness Day.
Because when I drove by the neighborhood grocery store, it was right after we got off the air. It was literally a line out the door.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You know, I figured this out. I went around, because you and I had to go visit a client, and I got to the grocery store around 11 yesterday morning. And just me and a couple other dudes, that was it. You know, flowers and cards. They weren't all picked out.
Well, evidently, every dude in my neighborhood is a procrastinator. And we just went to the cemetery.
It's a good idea.
Which ones you like, honey? Right, let's grab it.
Let your wife pick them out. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You bring home a huge wreath on a platform. It says nanny on it, you know. Mama.
Yeah.
Grandma. Why does it say grandma?
Don't worry about it.
Why does it say Merry Christmas?
Little pet name for
you're
you.
You're going
to grandma.
Be.
I like that Todd's thinking outside the box, you know, cemeteries, hospital gift shops, convenience stores. Right. Don't go to the normal places.
Right.
Then you don't have to wait in line.
I love Orlando Cemetery. He played for the Cardinals for a while. Hall of Famer.
Left guard, right?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he's first baseman. Orlando Cemetery, first baseman for the Cards. Back in the 50s.
If I had another kid, I'd name Orlando.
That's a beautiful name.
It is.
Yeah, I was naming Orlando.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I know. I'm a white Orlando. Kid. Yeah, I know you are. That's why I named you Orlando.
Call him Lando for short.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2006. 4 days after accidentally shooting his friend, Harry Whittington, during a quail hunt.
Well, in the face.
In the face!
Yeah, we thought that was the worst of the president's situation could be.
Let me finish what happened on this date.
I don't want the president, but it's quaint days. Quaint days indeed.
No, the follow-up was, to me, the most amusing part of it all.
Let's hear it.
4 days later, Vice President Dick Cheney finally spoke out about the incident with Fox News.
Quietly.
He described the incident as, quote, one of the worst days of his life. The 78-year-old Harry Whittington had to be hospitalized and treated for a minor heart attack that was triggered by the old face shooting.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he had to apologize.
Then that dude.
I know. That guy apologized.
That Cheney shot.
Right.
Said, I'm sorry, a gun, the way the buckshot, I should have known better.
Quaint days indeed.
Than to stand in front of Dick Cheney when he's got a freaking shotgun. I'm sorry. That was the most amusing part.
That was funny. That puss apologized.
Yes.
Because the administration got to him.
Yep.
Let's make sure it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
That was lame.
Well, he shouldn't be sticking his face in front of the shotgun.
And it was one of those, if I recall, real...
Well, that's a good point. He shouldn't be, but I don't think that was what happened.
Real challenging hunts where they bring out a box full of quail and put it 10 feet away from Dick Cheney and open up the box
and see if he can hit any.
Right. Now, go, sportsman.
Right.
A study by Independent Age of over 2,000 older British people found that 52% of people over 65 years old feel that they do not get enough sex and they want more.
How are you supposed to get more?
Yeah.
A third of the over 65 say they're happy to have sex on the first date. Fine.
Oh, yeah.
One in 10 of the over 75s were found to have had multiple sexual partners since turning 65.
Yeah, if you're 65 and playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Making them wait.
Stupid, yeah. Grab the Vaseline and go to town.
Yeah, or pay for it.
Yeah. But it's got to be legal. They won't get busted. That'd be your luck. Why is Grandpa's picture in the paper? Because he banged a whore.
Because he just wanted a little song.
Because Meemaw wouldn't give it up. Have you found out? Have you figured out a grandpa name yet, Todd? Are you grandpa? Are you
no,
papa?
Poppy. Right.
Papa again. Didn't get laid.
Again. Those things just happen.
I think you're just Todd.
They just happen organically. Yeah.
Not Grandpa Todd, just Todd.
Just Todd. Yeah. I think grandpa should just call you Todd.
I have a feeling it's going to be handsome. Hey, handsome. It should be. Yeah.
Well, at first, because the kid can't really see that well. That's the thing with the
Or understand what it means.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's the key. Don't even tell him what it means.
But if you come to be known as Handsome Grandpa, the rest of us might be forced to use the rest of that line on you more often.
Right, right.
Oh, I'll take it.
Handsome Grandpa.
Jug of my nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. As long as you conclude it.
I said it, and you both chimed in, both of you. I want that, puss. You both agreed to juggle my nuts.
Everybody?
That's right. Nobody's protesting.
I will stand by that.
I want that. I want that clip next.
But only.
I want that clip. You both said yes.
Well, you got to have the handsome grandpa in there.
No, this is just a clip of him. I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my nuts, and you guys are all over.
It has to be complete.
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.